How you doing, Steve?
Doing very well, thank you. Okay, so what went into this decision yesterday, and were the Nationals consulted ahead of time?
They actually were not. The Phillies had several players who really felt strongly that they should not play last night, and those players chatted with Rhys Hoskins, who is their team player rep, and they had a team meeting at the hotel right after lunch. They had a really good chat, apparently. It was emotional, it was passionate. And, you know, everybody pretty much was on board, and they wanted to be unified in this. And they were just, you know, on board that, you know, for one day, the real world was going to take precedence over baseball. The players feel like they have a forum and they have a voice, and they just wanted to make it clear that for one day, baseball was not as important as what was happening in the real world, and they wanted to, you know, be together in supporting the cause of, you know, for racial equality or social equality, equality in general. And their feeling was they just want to contribute to this and see if in their little way they can help make the world a little bit better. Obviously, very symbolic, but it was something they felt it was important to do. And long story short, they decided they weren't going to play. They told Joe Girardi. He told the manager of the Nationals, Dave Martinez, and Martinez was cool with it. The Washington Nationals had a late report time yesterday, so their players learned about it when they arrived at the ballpark, and their players were on board with it as well. And you know, we saw six other games be postponed for the same reason. So that's kind of how it happened, and now they're back out there right now as I speak to you, taking batting practice. It's Jackie Robinson Day. I think it's really important to get back on the field for Jackie Robinson Day. Certainly a kind of an interesting and meaningful juxtaposition of days, you know, taking the day off to express your beliefs and then get back on the field for Jackie Robinson Day.
Right. Well, that's why I said to somebody, said they're not taking today off, you know, for obvious reasons. George Hill led Milwaukee when the Bucks were deciding what to do. In fact, he's the one that got the ball rolling. Who was it that got the ball rolling for the Phillies?
You know, Rhys Hoskins is the player rep. He's a very aware guy. He's a very smart guy. He's a good teammate. He's a good listener. So, you know, I think he was in tune with what a lot of guys were thinking in that clubhouse. And though no one has really put up their hand and said I was the leader, I think Hoskins was the chief listener. And I think a lot of guys on the team take their cue from him when it comes to listening. And I believe Andrew McCutchen was probably very passionate in his beliefs. He's a member of the Players Alliance, which was founded earlier this year, a group of African-American Major League Baseball players, you know, grouping together and joining together to bring about change. You know, he's been outspoken about it and active. And I would think maybe Andrew had a lot to do with it. But, you know, they believed it was important to do something as a group and to stay unified. And I think that can actually be a team-building moment. And I think there were more players that felt that way, even beyond Andrew. But I would say he was probably one of the leaders with Rhys Hoskins. You know, Bryce Harper's a very aware guy. I'm sure he was quite involved in it as well.
Right. All right. So you mentioned something I thought that was very important. It can be a great team-building moment, because they came together
right
on something like that.
I think it could be, you know.
I agree with you.
Yeah, I think that matters. I'm one of those goofy old schoolers that, you know, believes in chemistry and the one heartbeat that we hear all the time. I know it's a cliche in all sports, but I do think it matters a little bit.
No, I agree with you. No. I completely agree with you. I think that you can't. This is something where it's so important that you can't be fractured on it.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, look, everybody's looking for support, and to have it from your own clubhouse is a beginning.
Yeah, and you got, you know, I mean, these players were aware of the video with Dominic Smith of the Mets kind of talking about struggles that he's faced, and I think that resonated all across baseball. I know Hoskins talked about it, and he was really frank. He said, you know, these things that, you know, as a white guy, I've never been faced with. I can't even fathom. And you know, they're all kind of, there's that empathy for each other, empathy for teammates. And, you know, yesterday we basically saw two rivals. And I'll tell you this, the Nationals and the Phillies have been really difficult, strong rivals ever since the Nationals moved down to from Montreal. And but yesterday they were all band together as one. You know, they slug it out on the field, but they were really united in the action they took yesterday. And then today it's back to baseball, and they're putting the tarp on the field. Batting practice is over, and these big black clouds are rolling in. So we'll see.
Welcome back to baseball.
A big storm brewing here. I don't know what you got over there.
We had big storms already here. Big storms.
Okay. I guess we're getting them.
Well, I said to somebody, I said, look, I said, because we have had no rain here. And I said, a water main break?
Wow, that was a big storm, huh?
That's a big storm.
Yeah.
Roll through.
It's supposed to be difficult weather, bad weather tomorrow. Already they have five doubleheaders next month. I mean, what an incredible baseball season this has been with all the developments and the societal issues, obviously the COVID, rainouts, and everything else. 60 games. It's been one for the books.
Jim, you know, let me ask you this about the way the game is played right now. What are the keys to analytics? And I think analytics are an important tool, so please, I think analytics is not the be-all, end-all to me, but it's an important tool. Going in there without it is not smart.
Right.
But a key element is your bullpen. So let me ask, why are Major League Baseball's right in Major League Baseball? Why are so many bullpens so weak this year?
Well, and that's a great question. I don't know that you can give an exact answer. I think there are a lot of theories. If you look in general, relievers are relievers for a reason. They're not good enough to be starters, and they might be good in short spurts, but they might not have the depth of pitches, you know, to go through a lineup three times. They might only have two pitches, and so without three or four pitches, it's tough to be a starter. You end up in the bullpen. I also believe with the advent of analytics that starting pitchers are being removed from games so early, and that puts more innings on the plate of the bullpen, and as we just said, they're usually not as good as the starting staff. So I think that has a lot to do with it. They're developing starters to go shorter amounts of time, putting more strain on the bullpen, which is typically just a weaker group of pitchers. I believe that's, the issue. There seems to be, a lot less requirement on pitchers to, go seven. You know, we call six innings, three runs a quality start. Analytics has brought about analysis of the pitcher's stuff, quote unquote stuff, spin rate, velocity. The minute it drops, the second it drops in the middle innings, these managers are under orders to get him out of there, and then go to the bullpen. And, there are studies that, this guy can't go through a lineup three times. So we've created a bunch of pitchers that go five innings, five and a third, maybe get into the sixth. And weaker units are picking up more innings. And I just think that's probably the reason why we see so many, bad bullpens.
There are a lot of them right now, Jim. You and I both know it. There are a lot of them right now.
Sure are. And it's, you look at, it's just, I watch football and, I watch a team go 80 yards down the field and with, big linemen and skill position guys, and the game's decided by a 160-pound kicker, and I watched Jack Wheeler the other, and I'm not criticized. It's just the way the game is. It just seems a teeny bit incongruous. And then, you watch Zach Wheeler last Friday night in Atlanta. Absolutely dazzle for seven innings, two runs, no walks, eight strikeouts. And, you hand the ball to the equivalent of a 180-pound kicker, and he, shanks it wide right. And they lose the game. It's crazy. You know, it's crazy. I'd like to see the starters take that ball and plow through the seventh and eighth inning. But, you know, the money has changed a lot. And this is, you know, for 25 years now. But, you know, money has led to the advent of watching workloads and pitch counts and all that. And it's a whole different ball game. And, you know, guys, they are smarter these days in injury prevention, yeah, things like that. I mean, you look at all the pitchers that, you know, were great in the minor leagues and broke down because maybe they weren't protected enough. So they do a better job protecting guys these days. But it's built just a totally different dynamic in pitching, and I think that's why we see bullpens the way they are. But it's just so weird that on some teams that have these playoff hopes, they're letting such a weak unit decide their fate, and the Phillies are one of them.
Everybody is, though. Some people have said the short ramp up has created the possibility of more injuries. Do you sense there are more injuries, or is it normal to you?
I don't have any scientific data, but you know, I read the transactions every day, and I keep up on this stuff, and it seems like there's been quite a few injuries. Yes, so you know, I do believe that you need that ramp up for life. You need that ramp up to build toward effectiveness and gain your arm speed. And you need that ramp up to get, build your durability and your endurance. And so it can really hurt performance and endurance and conditioning, whatever you want to call it. So, like I said, I don't have any data on this, but it feels like there's been a few more injuries. And I think, you know, you talk to well-educated baseball men, and they predicted that. And, you know, this might be a carryover into next year because young pitchers especially, maybe haven't reached their innings base that they were going to use as a springboard to make a 10% jump in innings next year. So I think this is something that you're going to have to really keep an eye on next year as well, the possibility that a strange 2020 could possibly affect pitchers' health even next year.
Ooh, wow. How have you felt about the overall play of the team over the last since they've come back from what had been a designated pause for them? How have they played?
The Phillies have been very inconsistent. Good offense, you know, right up at the top in a lot of categories. You know, top three or four in a lot of categories, important categories. You know, runs per game, on base percentage, batting average, even beyond that, some of the other metrics, but. Starting pitching, pretty, you know, very good at the top, really good at the top, and Nola and Wheeler. A little bit of a drop off after that, but you know, they've done okay in the middle. Bullpen's a big problem, really the worst in baseball. You know, they gave away a game in Atlanta last week. They gave away a game in Boston a couple days before that. So the bullpen's been a very big problem. They've augmented it with three players last week in a trade. I think they're still looking. One thing we know about bullpens, it can be very volatile, up one week, down the next. They need them to go on kind of a four-week upsurge here to see what would happen. The bullpen's really held them back. But they have managed to win three in a row here. They're on their way to blowing a save Sunday night in Atlanta, and they made a tremendous defensive play. Roman Quinn cut down a ball at the gap, made a great relay throw to Gregorius over to Andrew Knapp at the plate. And that saved a game. They were going to lose that game, and all of a sudden now that becomes a win, an emotional win, and a momentum building win. They've won three in a row coming into an important series against Atlanta. They're four behind Atlanta, and they're in third place. So this is a huge series this weekend. And they started off on a really good note with Zach Wheeler on the mound tonight. But it is absolutely pouring cats and dogs here now. So. Yeah. But I was looking at the radar. It looks like it's going to clear up. They better get this one in because tomorrow looks pretty bad as well.
Oh, you can't make this up, Jim. Can't make this up.
Already got five doubleheaders next month, so you can't really afford another one. And you don't see the Braves after Sunday, so I would imagine they'd have to play it on Sunday. We'll see.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. Hey, absolute pleasure. Thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate it a lot, especially the great information.
My pleasure, Steve. Have a great night.